Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with an update from Doré Copper Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol DCMC and on the OTCQB under the symbol DRCMF. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Ernie Mast. Now, Ernie, I want to follow up on a news release that came out January 25th, so about a week ago, that is focused on drill results from the Joe Mann property in Quebec. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, I did introduce this company to all of you back in about the middle of December, outlining the company that has three projects, one being the Corner Bay property, another being Cedar Bay, and then this Joe Mann property. The Joe Mann property is more a high-grade gold with some copper, while the other two projects are a bit more copper-focused, Cedar Bay having a balance more so between copper and gold. Let's talk about some of these results then here, Ernie, because we have drill results from the West Zone, the Main Zone, and the Far West Zone, and they all hit some nice grade here. The West Zone, 4 meters of a little over 10 grams per ton gold. Main Zone, 1.3 meters of about 6.3 grams per ton gold and 0.5% copper. The Far West Zone had 3 meters of 10 grams per ton gold. Ernie, give us a little summary of these results at the Joe Mann property, please.
Thanks, Corey. My pleasure to do so. The three areas are really interesting for the company. Two of the areas have already been mined, the Main Zone and the West Zone. And what we're doing is we're actually drilling approximately 100 to 150 meters beneath the mining levels. And we do have intercepts above and in some cases below where we're drilling. And so these holes, the objective was to tie in to some of the historic drilling. And as you mentioned, essentially we hit consistently what we were expecting to hit, and were we able to tie all these holes into the old drill holes that were done. The Far West Zone's a little different in that that area had not been mined before.
So, Ernie, in terms of following up on some of these results then, is there a zone or a couple zones that are going to be maybe the continued focus moving forward here?
So we're actually going to continue looking at all three of these zones. The Far West Zone, the drilling was quite shallow, and we're currently doing some hole core analysis of the cores from the previous drilling because we realized it's a nuggety zone. And in some areas, we had some high-grade narrow intercepts that we didn't really see anything in the core. So we're going to go back and do a whole core analysis over approximately 100 to 150 meters of core. And then based on those results, we'll figure out the next steps for the Far West Zone. From the West Zone, we can drill from surface, and we would look to follow up on that 4-meter hit at 10.3 grams per ton and drill essentially the same structure, but approximately 50 to 100 meters to the east. And on the Main Zone, we're evaluating dewatering the Joe Mann mine and drilling from underground. The drill bay is already in place, and essentially once we're at that area, we can drill a very large area of the Joe Mann main mine from underground and get good drill spacing. And all of this will contribute to building up the resources so that we can look at going back into operation.
Okay, now that's a key aspect there, is that this was a past producing mine and really not that long ago, produced up to about 2007, and there is still a historic resource on that. I assume that you will be updating this resource first, though. Do you have a time frame on that?
Yeah, we'll be looking to update the resources over the course of the year. With these intercepts that we obtained, we could do a resource update immediately. However, we do feel that some extra drilling is warranted before we do that resource update. As you said, this mine was pretty significant producer up until 2007, having produced 1.2 million ounces of gold at an average grade of 8.26 grams per ton. And we're actually contemplating similar mine grades as we go forward.
Now, do you have insights on what the overall program might look like at Joe Mann this year in terms of total meterage that you're hoping to drill?
I would say we'd look to do a few thousand meters. The company is recently is just about to complete a financing, bringing another $10 million into treasury. So we'll have the funds in order to do the drilling. We're just currently working on the plans to figure out how many meters we should drill.
All right. Now, as I mentioned, the company does also hold two other projects. Corner Bay, that's the higher grade copper with just a little bit of a gold kicker. What's some of the work that's going to be done here this year?
So we're currently drilling at Corner Bay. We have two rigs there. And we're looking to do a minimum of a 6,000 meter program. Our drilling last year at Corner Bay was really successful. We drilled on the south side of the ore body. We did 11 holes, and essentially 9 of the holes intersected wide, high-grade chalcopyrite mineralization. So we're going to be able to expand out the resource. We're currently drilling on the north side of the deposit, where the deposit is open, up plunge in a long strike. And if we're as successful as we are on the south side, we'll start to see Corner Bay grow. And actually, it should grow into a pretty rare type of deposit where it's going to be over 3% copper and over 5 million tons. There's very few deposits like that in the world. And with the current high copper prices, it makes it a very valuable asset.
Yeah, high-grade copper, that's actually one of the aspects that I've been looking for companies to bring on the show, especially in this rising copper market. The high-grade aspect really does make you stand out because there are quite a few lower-grade copper assets out there. Ernie, let's now quickly talk about the Cedar Bay project. This is also a past-producing mine. Copper grade a little bit lower than Corner Bay, but it has a higher gold component to it. What updates can you give us here at Cedar Bay, please?
Correct. Our drilling last year at Corner Bay identified three veins, and all of the veins are open down dip. So we're looking, we're currently evaluating dewatering the Cedar Bay mine and drilling from underground. In addition, adjacent to the Cedar Bay mine was a operation called Copper Cliff. The Copper Cliff mine has a crown pillar approximately 85 meters deep. And during our drilling of Cedar Bay, we actually drilled through the upper part of the Copper Cliff property, and we had an incredible intercept of 2.3 meters true width, 13 grams gold, and 7% copper. And so we're going to follow up on that intercept this year. It's not going to identify a huge area, but it could identify an extremely high-grade area.
So, Ernie, when we take a step back and look at Doré broadly, three projects, all of which are returning some pretty good drill results, and all of which it sounds like you're going to be working on expanding the current resources and even issuing some resources. Where do you think investors should be focused in terms of near-term news flow that can provide a catalyst for the share price?
So we should have three or four good catalysts over the course of the year. The first being drill results. We'll have drill results at Corner Bay. We'll have drill results at that adjacent property to Cedar Bay Copper Cliff. We should have drill results also from Joe Mann. The second big catalyst is going to be the updated resource statements. And then the third catalyst would look to be a PEA in the second half of the year as we look to tie together how we put these resources into operation.
Okay, so a lot of work this year and work being done at all three projects. But Ernie, can you summarize for us? Is there one project that's standing out to you, or is it still just a balanced approach here advancing all three of these assets?
That's correct. That's our main focus. With the additional funds that we raised, we will be testing some targets we haven't talked about. We have 10,700 hectares of property. We have 12 deposits or past producing mines. We're really just focusing on three, but the other ones do have potential. And with the extra funds that we've raised, we're going to do some modest programs to test some geological theories that we have. And potentially we're going to be very successful in identifying another high-grade deposit.
Can you provide us any more insights on some of these geological theories that you're going to be testing, that this extra cash allows you to test?
Sure. So essentially, the deposits in the Lac Chibougamau area are a result of the Chibougamau Pluton. This was an intrusive, about 2.2 billion years old. and it provided the mineralized fluids, and then the fluids settled in structural faults in the camp. And all of our deposits are located on a structural fault, and we're able to identify those structural faults with geophysics. So we did a geophysics review of some data obtained in the early 2000s, and we discovered a couple of geological anomalies that had never been drilled or very lightly drilled, and so we're following up on those.
Okay, so some more true exploration, too, to add to the building out of these resources and de-risking of really each of these projects. Ernie, we're going to wrap it up here. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Again, just to catch everybody up to speed, I was introduced to this company by a couple of the newsletter writers and analysts that I have on the show on a regular basis, including Dave Erfley and Brian Lenny. This is an interesting higher grade copper play that has cash and multiple projects that they are going after. So let me know any of your thoughts or questions for Ernie regarding Doré Copper. Ernie, I appreciate your time. Thank you for the update.
Thank you, Corey, and looking forward to continuing our dialogue.